Seven candidates for Heartland Community College Board of Trustees shared ideas on how to lead the school past the pandemic and how to keep it accessible to all students during a time of shrinking enrollment and underfunding from the state and federal governments. Eric Stock recaps a candidates forum.
Five candidates are competing for two seats on the Heartland Board for six-year terms. Joshua Crockett, Katrina Parker, Cynthia Pulley, Jody Slothauer, and incumbent Rebecca Ropp. Two candidates seek to fill the final 2 years of Greg Chadwick's term, Jim Drew and Cecilia Long. Drew was appointed to the seat after Chadwick died in September. The pandemic has caused a sharp drop in enrollment at Heartland, especially among minority students. The candidates offered various ways to get those students back. Cecilia Long works in social services. Long says the college has to help students with the basic needs, such as a safe home and access to food and Wi-Fi.
These are things that many of us take for granted, but all these issues can be an obstacle that determines whether or not someone has to drop out.
Long says Heartland should work with community groups such as the PATH Crisis Center and Black Lives Matter to help students overcome barriers to education. Incumbent Rebecca Ropp works at Growmark in Bloomington. Ropp says Heartland has been working on a plan to boost diversity through its strategic enrollment initiative. Ropp says outreach is key.
We have also worked very diligently in specific areas in Bloomington Normal to really try to attract first-generation college students as well as minorities throughout the communities.
Cynthia Pulley is an assistant professor at Illinois State University. Pulley says Heartland has to help more students find financial aid.
Let's find ways of making sure that those kids know how to get the dollars that they need to go to college.
Police says Heartland should work with local high schools to attract more students to take dual credit courses. That's where students can take classes in high school and earn college credit. And Police says more emphasis on summer programs would get more students in the classroom. Jim Drew works for the Logan County Farm Bureau. He served two earlier stints on the Heartland board. Drew also says more dual credit courses would help. He says Heartland must work with the business community and develop programs for jobs in demand.
We also have to be aware of the jobs that we need in our community in Central Illinois and provide those jobs and training for those individuals to make sure that we have what they need to succeed.
Without more students, schools have less money. Candidates were asked how to keep Heartland affordable when state and federal funding provides a little help. Jody Slothauer is a small business owner and former faculty member at Heartland. Slothauer says Heartland needs to maintain significant reserves. She says she'd prefer to avoid deficit spending.
I would prefer to figure out ways to tighten the budget and perhaps not be spending on some of the construction and focus on the core curriculum.
Slothauer notes that goes beyond Heartland's associate degrees. She says the school could do a better job promoting some of its technical training where students can earn work-ready certificates. Slothauer also says the school can raise more money by offering its space to employers such as Rivian Automotive. Joshua Crockett is a former student trustee at Heartland. He says the school needs to diversify its revenue to lessen the burden on students and taxpayers. Crockett recommends Heartland build on its continuing education program to offer more professional development and business training.
Employers like State Farm, Country Financial, and so many others can afford to pay for that quality professional development opportunities for their employees.
Crockett and each of the candidates praised the faculty and staff at Heartland, saying it's like a family. Katrina Parker enrolled at Heartland in 2012 as a single mom. Parker says she was going through one of the worst times of her life. Parker says Heartland faculty believed in her when others didn't. Parker graduated and later went on to get her master's degree at DePaul University. Parker says Heartland should do more outreach to underprivileged students and give minority groups more say in decision-making. She says the community college can play a role in addressing racism and larger inequities in society. She says racism and other discrimination often appear in subtle ways.
It's not so much that you see the overt things, it's more so the covert and the microaggressions. So I think education is definitely an important thing, not just for staff and faculty, but students as well.
Election day is April 6th. Early voting is already underway. I'm Eric Stock.
WGLT will air the Heartland Trustees Forum next Tuesday night at 6:00.